State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight-up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When you need to know.
This has nothing to do with what's going on taking water or sewage to State Road 28. This is just what we have presently in our city that we need to work on.
On the air first when seconds count.
We discuss our staff that have symptoms. Our students that have symptoms. We spend time with the health department. We spend time with the other superintendents. So much of our day, the topic is COVID.
The news team you've come to depend on.
Normally we would ask for more than that, but just to be conservative this year. But on all the budgets, I feel like we've been very conservative and very diligent in filling out our budgets this year.
Clinton County's 24-hour news media.
At the very least, getting the roundhouse cleaned up, but again, trying to preserve the machine shop is what I think is the absolute priority right now.
When you need to know, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. So far today, on our boys basketball preview show, we've had Chad Peckinpah from Clinton Prairie, and now we just had Whit Cato from Clinton Central. Now we're going to have you listen to an interview we did a couple days ago with Nate Van Dyne from Frankfurt, and here's that interview.
I think we've got an okay team this year, but we were in quarantine the last couple weeks of the fall. Because we had one kid test positive, so we didn't actually get a start until Thursday, official practice. So we had two tryouts, and then we practiced Saturday, had a good practice then, but my wife actually tested positive for COVID on Saturday, so actually in quarantine for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, geez. So who's running the show since you're doing that?
Yeah, Farley's kind of the... Currently, the sitting head coach and Tyler Isgrig is doing a good job helping them out. So they're kind of tag teaming it. But it's been interesting coaching from afar. I've obviously never experienced that before.
I'm sure not too many people have done that before. So who's back from last year?
We've got four seniors. Really, only three of which played minutes. Jade Ayers, A-Rod Valdez Sandoval, and Landon Mejia. So we've got, A-Rod started a couple games. So we've got essentially like two and a half starters back. Riley Goodnight, I guess, he didn't really start, but he was really good. So, we've got a good core back, and we've got some young kids that I really like.
So I'm just going to ask you, how's your depth? Maybe with some newcomers coming through.
Yeah, we actually have two freshmen that are up on varsity right now.
Okay.
One of which will play good minutes, I think, and one of which is dressing, and he'll be a really good player, I think, for us. Kind of struggling a little bit numbers-wise, which it's a good and a bad thing. The good thing is the kids that we kept are pretty good. I like where we are from a talent basis. But I mean, we have 21 as an overall program. We only had, I think, 4 or 5 freshmen come out in total.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, the perk is they're pretty good freshmen. But the downside is, I mean, normally you have about 10 of them at least. So you have a true freshman team. So we actually have a C team. But I really like some of the kids in the freshman class, junior class. Pretty good. Senior class is pretty good. A little bit of a hole in the sophomore class where we're trying to figure out who are going to be the guys there for us. But I don't know. This is the most excited I've been in probably since I've been here.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you, because the freshmen are so heralded from what they did down in E3. I know it's an entirely different world. I know that. But, you know, so you only have about 4 of those out, maybe 5?
Say that again.
I said you only have maybe 4 or 5 of those kids out?
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted on it. Like, I don't know if they were, like, so heralded or so, like, talked about that it just kind of turned the others off. Because, I mean, they really were. Like, those top 4 did legitimately everything. Now, how many players are behind those top 4? I don't necessarily think very many.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, this is probably the best opportunity they would have had because those 4 are being pulled up. So, I mean, this would have been their time to kind of really have the ball in their hands and do some stuff. So, I don't know. I'm not real sure the exact reason, but I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm sure the door's going to be left open for them if they want to try and come back. So.
Right.
So, you know, in the past you wanted to get the ball up and down, shoot to 3. Of course, you haven't had a lot of size the last 2 or 3 mm-hmm. years either. You going to try to play that same way, or are you going to do it a little bit differently?
Yeah, I mean, I think we want to try to play the same way, if not even a little bit more. But at the same time, like, I think our skill level has gotten better to where, like, you know, we're going to be able to make a few more plays in the paint, I hope. Like, last year, I think a lot of the time it was, like, the result of, you know, like, we're able to get into the paint, but it's small guy against 6'4", 6'5", so, like, our default was just throw it out to the guy that was open. But this year, you know, like, we have not only some decent skill, but we've got some pretty decent athleticism, too, to where, like, we've got some guys that are finishing over people. We've got some guys that have a little bit of girth that are going through some people. I mean, I think our tallest guy last year was maybe
6'1".
Probably, like, 6'1".
I mean, yeah. 6'1", if you stretch it just right.
Yeah, and, you know, Jay Strode as a freshman comes in at 6'5". So, I mean, that automatically, like, just makes you that much different. So, I don't know. Like, you know, and it's really hard because I've only been there for actually 1 legitimate practice, too. So, you know, I was really excited about what I saw. But, I mean, I'm pretty much playing in practice, watching the practice that we film, and then repeating and trying to communicate with these guys to instruct them from afar. But it's been really difficult, so we're going to actually kind of see, like, you know, where are we when we get to that first game.
I'm trying to figure out how best I want to say this. What's going to be the key to your guys' success this year?
Yeah, I think rebounding. I think it's the only thing. And we've told the guys, like, with what we have back, like, you know, I mean, I do think that we have probably 8 rotational players. And that we probably haven't had that since I've been here, either, to where they're legitimate 8 rotational players. So I don't know. With that said, you know, obviously our talent level gets a little bit better this year, I think. But, you know, last year we were just so bad on the defensive end, and we were so bad rebounding the basketball. And those two things go hand in hand. You know, when we got stops, we didn't get rebounds. So I think, you know, if we can just get better on the defensive end, start where we finished off rebounding the basketball. You know, we finished the year rebounding about where you should, which is around, like, I don't know, between 72 and 75% of defensive rebounds. we'll be fine. But we also got so few of offensive rebounds last year that, you know, I think that's where shooting so many threes, like, gets you in trouble, is when you just shoot a lot of threes, but yet you don't get any second chances. Like, mm-hmm. that's the shot you should get a lot of second chances on.
Right.
So, I mean, it legitimately will come down to rebounding. But I mean, man, like, practices have been fun to watch, obviously from afar still, but, you know, I don't know. We got guys crashing the boards hard enough to where I'm a little concerned that someone's going to knock someone out, but, obviously that's probably an upgrade from last year.
But you know, also the thing of it is that last year your margin of error was so small. And now what you're telling me is that you got a little bit more room for that error if it has to be there.
Yeah, yep, I agree. And you know, I think we're going into year two here of, like, how we want to play offense. And I think, you know, it took us almost all year to get where we wanted to be. And I think we went into February with only maybe two or three wins, and then we were able to finish at seven. So I think, like, guys started to kind of connect the dots. And I'm hoping that the same thing kind of happens defensively this year, because if that's able to happen, and then obviously just some of the size and aggressiveness shore up some of the offensive rebounding stuff, like, I don't know, like, I don't necessarily think that, like, we're great or anything by all means, but obviously, like, in 4 years, I think this is the most excited I've been about a team, not because of, like, a good freshman or any returning player. I think it's just because of, like, the sum of the parts. Like, I just really like the way this team kind of fits together and plays together and the chemistry that we have. So we'll see where that takes us.
You didn't get somebody 6'5 to move in, did you, by any chance?
No kidding. How hard is it to find that at a 3A school?
Well, it depends on who, you know, depends on how much pull you got in certain places.
Oh,
I think.
My goodness. No kidding.
So, you guys officially start at Prairie next Saturday, the 28th, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
So that's a little different. At least you're not going to play before, you're going to play a scrimmage, I think, before Thanksgiving, if you can still play it. But is that still on?
Yeah. So we're going to play that Saturday after Thanksgiving officially now. So,
okay.
Which obviously benefits me because I'll be able to coach it.
All right.
I think I'm able to come back that day, if not a little bit sooner. It's so hard because, like, it hasn't seemed to have mattered, you know, like, it hasn't seemed to have mattered how good either team has been. Like, that game is always just a grinder.
And yeah, it is.
I think it's been the last 3 years. I mean, if not a one possession game as the outcome,
right,
it's been one possession in the final minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, man, that game is just so hard. And obviously, we're fortunate that this is Chad's second year. Because last year, like, man, you know, we were kind of going in blind other than, like, the Peck and Paul reputation. So I guess we're fortunate there. But at the same time, like, I really don't think any of that matters.
Are you going to get a scrimmage game in or not before the first game?
Yeah, we were set to scrimmage McCutcheon, actually yesterday. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously the Tippecanoe schools aren't participating in sports right now. So, we picked up, Park Heritage, and they play over there at Turkey Run Elementary.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to play, but that's going to be a haul over there. So,
mm-hmm.
we will get one in, so I think it'll be good for us. We're only going to take our varsity guys because their JV is currently quarantined.
Okay.
So we'll take 11 guys over there, and I think it'll be really good for them because at this point, without a spring, without really any summer, and then with a partial fall with us being quarantined, you know, it's just been really hard because you're just not real sure where you're at because
right.
we haven't played anybody other than ourselves.
What are you going to specifically be looking for on that during that scrimmage?
Honestly, like, I think, you know, we've debated as a staff, like, who even are our starters? I still don't know the answer to that. And, you know, some of it's a good thing, but at the same time, like, I think you do, by the time you get to that first game, like, you do kind of want to have a little bit of a pecking order so that the guys know where the ball should go, you know, what to expect as far as playing time and, you know, that the top eight, there just really hasn't been a whole lot of variance. You know, player A plays well on Monday, and then player B plays well on Tuesday, and it's just kind of been back and forth. It's been competitive, so I like that. But I think the big thing is, like, I just want to see different lineups play. I want to see different combinations, and I want to see, you know, how do they play together.
Yep.
But I do kind of want to see, you know, like, who is going to perform under, like, under the lights? Because we know it is very different shooting when you get one shot compared to in practice when you get a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what I want to see, is who's going to perform and then what combinations and what lineups are the best.
You know what might be kind of fun is just play, you know, play one five that you think goes together and play that second five for, say, a quarter, and then just whoever's playing well, just put them together and then put the other group together.
Yeah. And we're going to kind of script it a little bit to where, you know, every, like, 4 minutes or so, just to make sure we've got fresh guys in and that they're playing hard. But, yeah, I mean, it's just trying to figure out, you know, who's going to be the best, because in the reality of it is, like, that's who plays. Like, we're not going to play any politics or any of that nonsense. Like, who's the best? Who gives us the best chance to win? Who's been working hard in practice? And hopefully that correlates to performance in game.
Okay. Last thing I want to ask you is, what are you expecting for expectations this year?
Yeah, you know, like, I'm really optimistic, but at the same time, I'm also aware. So, you know, I keep telling our staff, like, we have to have, like, long-term vision, but, like, you know, we have to, like, really push for, like, short-term success. And I think, you know, like, I think short-term success for us this year is just continuing to hopefully build off the win total that we had from last year. You know, and it's going to be really hard because, you know, like, obviously we're playing a pretty much the same schedule as last year, but at the same time, like, we just don't know. I mean, it could be Wednesday and we think we're going to play, I don't know, Sheridan on Friday, and then on Thursday the game changed.
Right.
So we'll play somebody else. So, like, it makes it really hard, you know, when you play the same schedule. Sometimes you're able to use that as a barometer a little bit and be like, okay, this year we'd like to be here, but I don't know, you know, 2 years ago we won 3 games. Last year we won 7. I mean, I would have loved to be at 500, if not above, and I think it's attainable, but, you know, right now we're at a spot where we're showing some really good things, but we're also still pretty sloppy.
Okay.
So that's kind of the way that we play, though, too, and I don't know. A little bit of it is intended because we want to peak in March, and I've always believed that learning is messy. So for us to truly learn and grasp things, like, we're going to have to push through some hard times. But I think it paid off last year, and I sure hope it pays off this year. But the hard part with messy learning is you have to have you got to have practices to be able to go through that messy learning, and we just don't know when the stoppages and starts and when we're going to play are going to be.
You're just going to have to learn on the fly this year.
Yeah, so we're really leaning on senior leadership, and I think we've got good ones. But, I mean, I think we're really shooting for 500, and I don't know. I think the football team really set the tone for our school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, that was exciting. I mean, to see them be able to turn around after some hard years, and we've even talked to our seniors about, you know, like, football had a winning regular season. Baseball's obviously been really good at Frankfurt. So, you know, this could be a really unique thing to have a senior class, have a winning record in all three of the main sports.
And I think
that's something that's really cool. And I think it's something that would bring a lot of joy to a lot of people in this community.
No doubt about it.
Especially amid a pandemic.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate the time. Get well, please. And, you know, make sure the wife gets well as well. And,
absolutely.
You know, let's go get a few W's this year, okay?
I sure hope so. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Nate. Greatly appreciate the time. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, see you.
Bye-bye. That was an interview we did earlier this week with Frankfurt head coach Nate Van Dyne. We're going to take one more break, and you're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
Street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14, 41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps we held goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We've been a boys basketball show this morning. So far, we've had Chad Peckinpah from Clinton Prairie, Whit Cato from Clinton Central, Nate Van Dyne from Frankfort. We're going to wrap up the show today with our last segment. That's be Corey Dunn from Rossville. Corey, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Ken. I'm doing well.
That's good. So, first thing I want to ask out of you guys is, when are you officially starting your season?
Well, tonight we have our first scrimmage, so okay. You guys are ready for that. But our first official game, since our Harrison game got canceled, I'm really thankful that we were able to pick up Covington. The only bad thing to that is we're going to have to drive to Covington and they're Red County, so it's really just going to be our parents that can go watch.
So when is that game going to be played? Is that a Tuesday night game or?
Wednesday night game.
It is a Wednesday.
Before Thanksgiving.
Yep. Okay. So, you know, at least you'll be together on Thanksgiving. That'll be the good part, and just hopefully you don't get sick over there. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you got back for this year's team?
Well, we returned 4 starters. We have 4 starters back, and we have another kid, another senior, Caleb Del Real, that came back out. He played up through his sophomore year and did not play last year. And then we've got a couple sophomore guards and couple juniors that have come up from the JV.
So who have you got for your returnees, and who are those sophomores that are going to be coming up?
Returnees are Damon Shaw, Reed Douglas, Jesse Cornell, and Luke Meek. Those 4 started for us last year and were a major part of our success that we had last year. And then the 2 sophomores are Caden Del Real and Austin Bray, and then got some juniors up in CJ Gabe, Ozzie Meeks, Jamison Cornell, and also we have Jace Jacoby.
Okay. So it sounds like you got some depth to play with this year.
Yeah, and after our first game we have another kid that's he's come off quarantine, but he's not gonna have enough practices in for our first game, but that's Drew Cornell, another senior that's up from the JV last year.
Okay, so you know, as you said, we have enough depth, but you know, the nice thing about your kids, though, is that at least you ended, even though you get a chance to finish it out, you ended on a win last year, which not many programs get a chance to do.
No, and I'll be honest, that's what's kind of cool about our first game that we're getting ready to play. Covington ended on a win as well, so it's 2 teams that were on a winning streak last year, and should be pretty interesting. Both teams lost some valuable players, but also returned some major key players from last year.
So what do you think the keys are going to be for you guys to have a lot of success this year?
Really and truthfully, we're going to have to make sure and control the ball, control the tempo. We're not going to have a lot of size. I was listening to your interview with Nate. You know, Frankfurt's been in the same situation a little bit the last few years as far as not having a lot of size. And even though we probably play a little smaller schedule than them, most nights we will probably be the smallest team on the floor. So doesn't mean we're the weakest, but we're definitely not going to have the height in our favor this year.
So size becomes an issue, and that's probably the biggest weakness that you've got then.
Yeah, really and truthfully, I think it is. You know, that's why we're really going to have to control the tempo and control the ball. You know, a lot like we did last year down the stretch. You know, we ran a lot, but then we also made people defend at times, and really that helped us out in the sectional.
What's how has COVID affected you guys over there? I know it's been up and down and inconsistent, but has it affected the practices a lot or not?
No, it really hasn't affected the practices a lot. You know, we're following our protocols. You know, the guys are wearing their mask to and from. You know, the only time they're not wearing their mask is when we're actually practicing. So really, you know, most of that has been fine. I think the worst part is our guys are so hungry that, you know, we ended our season abruptly last year thinking we were still going to continue to play. And then, you know, the summer really got shortened. This fall at times got shortened when we got put out of school a few times. We weren't able to have open gyms and stuff. So I feel like our guys are really eager to get back to playing competition.
So I take it you think that it's very important that you guys get back on the floor as soon as possible then.
Yes, and that's one reason why this year is going to be, you know, crazy like none other. You know, who'd ever think you'd just be dropping at school? And I really felt bad doing that to Harrison. They've been great with us, but I wasn't sure when they were going to get back in school. You know, they still have to get their 10 practices in. I felt like it was important we had to get a game. And then, you know, Western Boone, now their football is on to the state finals, so that game's been pushed back. Our second weekend game on Saturday has already been postponed with North White. So really, three of our first four games were changed. So I think I'm really glad we were able to pick up Covington, because I think it is important for us to get back on the floor.
So I take it also your big thing you work on during those breaks is going to be chemistry, I take it, keeping everybody together.
Yeah, keeping everybody together. And, you know, this year might be one where keeping, you know, the monotony of if you end up getting breaks, long stretches, a 2-week stretch, you know, once guys get in the game mode, sometimes you take that away, I feel like you can lose a step or two with your team. So making sure you continue to keep pushing in practice is going to really be key.
What type of expectations do you want to have with this group?
Well, we want to keep winning. We were on a win streak last year, 18 wins again. I feel like, you know, when a team like Rossville's winning 18 games 2 years in a row, we're doing something right. So I feel like we've got great, great senior leadership, and we're just going to take each game. We're not going to look at the big picture. We're going to take each game as a gift, and just try to win that game. And, everything else, I think, will fall into place.
Because of COVID, have you got a backlog of games coming up at a certain time of the year that you maybe worry a little bit about?
Not yet. There was an outside chance of us playing 3 games in 4 days in the second week of the season, but, you know, that's already been changed. You know, there was a chance we were going to play Western Boone on the second and then play Tri-County on a Friday and North White on a Saturday. And I was thinking, man, that's going to test us pretty quick, pretty early, with our conditioning and stuff. But, you know, two of those games are now off the table. So right now, I don't know. You know, we're constantly talking with coaches and ADs and myself and our athletic director, as far as scheduling goes. You know, that part's kind of been a nightmare, I think. As coaches and ABs, that's really going to be a challenge this year.
Now, have you got all your games? Are you going to have enough games on there right now where you'd have to either add another one, or where are you at with that?
At this point, we're going to have enough games.
Okay.
And I could about guarantee you that we're going to lose some of those games.
Oh yeah, I think I would bet that too. I'd bet the ranch on that.
Yeah, and you know Harrison's still wanting to play us. We want to play them. You know, right now, if we were to put them on the schedule, we'd be overbooked. But I've already told them if we lose a game, you know, we'll look to pick you right back up. So I think it's going to be one of those years where schedules are going to just be pure crazy.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. Corey, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Nope, just looking forward to the season, and we're really hoping that we get to have a season and can finish a season this year.
It'd be great to, you know, finish that way, but you're going to start the year with a win from last year, which I think it's a big help.
Yep. We're excited to get started.
Okay. Corey, you take good care. Everybody stay safe up there, and we'll talk to you as the season goes on, okay?
All right. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Corey. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
You too. Right. Bye.
That was Corey Dunn, the head basketball coach at Rossville. That's going to wrap it up for our show today. As I said, it's been our boys basketball preview show for the year. We've had all four coaches from the area on. We had Chad Peckinpah at 9, Whit Cadle at 9:15, Nate Van Dyne at 9:30. Then we just wrapped it up with Corey Dunn at 9:45. That's going to wrap it up for the show this week. Thanks to our guests. Thanks to our sponsor, State Farm Insurance Agent Susan Casper. So join us next week for another Inside the Huddle. So until then, I'm Ken Hartman. Have a great week and have a great Thanksgiving.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper of State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.